The Bear Podcast, podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 231.
What are you asking me?
Bear Podcast, podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 231.
No, he doesn't really listen.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes. And this is Carl.
And this is Wayne.
This is the Chaser Show.
That's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a chaser.
All right.
Now we just blew out everyone's ears.
Oh, sorry, everyone.
Sorry, I hit the high note.
I will edit that out somehow. Oh, forgot the backup. Okay. The backup's on. Okay.
I thought the backup was on.
Yeah,
it's been recording. That's why I said we've been recording for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right. So, yeah, welcome, everyone. It's this is a podcast that we usually do every week, and it's usually about bears, yeah, because the Bear Podcast, and events and stuff like that. But sometimes we diversify, and this is one of the different episodes or different shows that we do. Look at this.
The Asians have the cameras out.
Get the camera off
and
that
it's competing issue. Cameras in here at the house.
Yeah, we are recording here, and this is the Chaser Show, wherein we feature the Chasers, and we have a visitor from San Diego, and yeah, it's Carl here.
Hi.
And so tell us, how is your flight coming here?
Oh, not too bad.
Flew Southwest?
No, Continental.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he actually got food, so
it's I didn't eat it, though.
Why not?
Because I thought you might have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for the food.
It wasn't too bad. It was only like a less than three hour trip.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coming this way, it's less than 3 hours. Going that way, it's right at 3 hours.
Yeah.
The jet stream.
Oh, not near. So, what do you call this? You only pay for the drinks if you're going to buy liquor or alcohol and stuff. Except if you're an international flight. That's when you get
then everything's
free.
Everything's free.
Well, as expensive as those tickets are, it better be.
That's right. Okay, so what else is going on? We just recorded the show last...
Monday.
Monday. With Buck and Bob. Sorry to say. Buck and Bubbaloo.
Buck and Bubbaloo.
Yeah, and they were fun. I haven't posted
them. They were in Hollywood.
They're from Hollywood, and they're the... They're comedians, they're actors. Yeah, check it out, episode 230. Okay, so Wayne, what are you playing around with that camera? What is it? It's a Canon.
This is
it a
Carl's
newer one?
New Canon Rebel XT. XSI. The XSI. So it has this nice, big, fat 3.5-inch monitor on the back.
Ooh, 3.5-inch. Yeah. Nice.
What is it? This is the 12 megapixel, right? The 12 megapixel?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's geek
with the 14-bit right digital to analog converter.
He knows more about my camera than I do.
He's a geek. Wayne is a
camera. That's because
geek.
He wants one, but his brother won't buy him one.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. It has very nice features. I've been playing with it.
I'd like to have one of those. How much do those go for? 600?
I had a package, but mine was 1400. Altogether,
wow.
But it's like 800 for the camera itself.
Okay.
Yeah. If he got all the extra lenses, you can do with the basic package to start with.
And you're good enough with that,
yeah.
Right?
Oh.
So did you get all the lenses?
Oh, you got a telephoto lens.
I need a camera.
So he can do the sneaky shots.
I know. He can go to Black's Beach.
You need a smaller camera like my small, what is it?
Or
I can't find it. It's so small.
He can do like sniper shots.
That kind of sneaky shots. Okay.
Go to Black's Beach and sit up on a dune and take pictures.
Have you tried
bears
doing that with bears? Of course
he's part of Daddy. He's doing like Daddy Hunt.
Oh, okay. Have you tried it on the beach?
No, not with this camera. I've done it one with your camera though.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. The last time you guys met, saw each other was at the Comic Con.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my God, I was so jealous there. I should go next year.
Sorry. You should.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun. It's it's like a bear event there already.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's only getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. And okay, shout out to our friend Wayne. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Yes,
happy birthday!
Oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday!
You'll be 21.
Yes. Again.
Again. That is awesome. So you're not going to go camping? Everybody is camping. You guys are going to stay home?
You're not camping.
That's right. I'll camp. I'm with you guys.
Are you kind of camping out in Maine?
I'm going to go camping in Maine.
Yes.
With lobsters. Right.
It's a different type of camp, though, I do believe.
Camping at a 4-star hotel?
No, we're going to stay with Motel 6. Mike's sisters. Motel 6. That's camping for you, right? Motel 6.
That would be camping.
Yeah.
Now I have to miss out on camping. I have to go see my niece get baptized on Sunday. See. So
as I drown the poor baby.
No.
No, they don't drown.
They don't dunk. They don't dunk. It's not an evangelical church.
Well, yeah, I guess y'all are the Baptist end, huh?
No, Catholic.
Oh, okay.
So, Ray, you're all set for camping. Tell us about your camper now. Why is it covered with tarps?
Because it was raining this week, and I didn't want to get it all soaking wet and then have to try to pack it up and open it back up, and it'd be all damp and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So it's an old school camper.
It's an old camper.
It actually it's a real canvas fabric.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a high tech nylon. Mm-hmm.
So you still get wet.
Well, if it doesn't leak, but if it rains and the water soaks in. So like the last time we went camping with Clay and Chris, it rained the entire weekend, and within about 4 or 5 hours, it didn't leak in but the canvas part started soaking in. So all our bedding stuff that touched it. Like was wicks. It just sucked it all out of the
canvas.
So I got a bigger tarp to put over it. One, to help shade it some because with the sun hitting it gets hot as hell in there.
Oh.
So we're going to take the bigger tarp. Right now we just kind of got it wrapped around it and bungee cord so it wouldn't blow off and we could leave it open to work on it.
And then when you're going to drive tomorrow, you'll just take it off?
Yeah, we'll just take it off and everything falls.
What if it rains when you're driving? You're screwed.
No, it has a cover for it.
That
covers everything.
So your neighbors haven't complained that it's been sitting there all week?
Well, yes, they've all complained. They've been
complaining. What's up with that? I mean, we've been parking there fine.
Well, that's just somebody else is doing that. But, I mean, right now I got four cars that are sitting here plus the camper. So I'd complain, too, if somebody's parking in front of my house when they shouldn't be. So.
Oh, okay.
What's it done?
I'm too far. Too far from the mic. Can I hit it now?
Oh, that's me blowing up the mic.
So, okay. But when we come back, the truck will be gone because it gets turned in and I got to find a place to store the camper and it gets all packed up, put nice in storage. So, and we'll be back to normal. We're just having three cars here. So,
mm-hmm. I think we're expecting about 19 people or...
I think it's 17 now. 17
now.
To come or cancel.
Wow. So. Camping. This is your first time to camp here in Texas, I guess. Is this your first time in Texas?
No. I've been here when I did drum and bugle corps. Yeah.
You went to San Antonio.
San Antonio, mostly. Yeah.
Were you part of DCI?
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yes. Drum Corps International.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's
he just wanted
okay.
to go around camping with all these other teenage boys.
Yeah.
There are no teenage boys.
In DCI? That's all.
DCI, yeah, that's
yes,
right.
That's
okay.
all it
21
is.
21 and younger.
Yes.
Oh. Or 21.
They just, yeah. See, just got out of high school.
I wish I had musical talent so I could have been the band teacher.
You have to play. You have to know how to play, don't you? So when was that? That was last year? No, I'm kidding.
Well, my last year was 2005.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What was the last time I did it?
That must be fun.
Yeah.
Wow! What the instrument do you play? What
trumpet?
Oh, yeah. you like blowing the trumpet?
Yeah.
Okay, that is awesome. Do we have one here?
What
this John
has? Yeah, John has his trumpet somewhere. It's hidden up there somewhere. So
when was the last time John actually played it?
Probably 2 years ago. No, probably a year and a half ago because he was in the band here. The
Super Fabulous Gay Band.
Yeah, the band.
Super Fabulous Gay Band
that plays in the parade.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he used to play in there pretty regularly. He got tired of all the drama.
Wow.
He wanted to go and play, get it done, and come home. They wanted, you know how gays are.
I want to hear him play. Is he good?
Is he just like a jazz player or something?
Oh, no. He can't stand jazz. He thinks jazz is the worst thing on the face.
So he plays...
He's a trumpet player.
Yeah.
He hates jazz.
So what do you play, taps?
Classical.
Play taps all the time?
I don't know. Maybe you can get him to take it with us this weekend. He'll play for you. Y'all can...
Okay.
Doodle it out or something.
Oh, that'll be fun.
We should record that.
So mm-hmm. You won't be there to record it.
Oh, that's right. I won't be. I'll be in Maine with Mike. I'm kind of excited because the trees are changing colors. Well, they said that it's done already.
You actually have fall up there, so.
Yeah. So I'm going to get to see that first
time. Isn't there a word for that? For people who go up
To see that?
Just to see the leaves change color.
Tourists.
Tourists. No. I don't know. No? Is there, is there a name? Name
for it? Yeah, they made fun of it on Family Guy.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen one. I want to watch Family Guy all the way. Because it's hard to catch
it. You just want to do Family Guy all the way.
Yeah, that's I want to do Peter Griffin. Oh.
maybe we need to do Family Guy, just like they do in the new House of Moorcock movie that's got live action in it.
Moorcock. I like the sound of that. Yeah. Okay, guys, I have a story. Okay. Oh, here we go. I've been saving this for the podcast. I've been telling Ray about it.
Are you going to give more details this time?
Well, graphic? A little bit more. No names. Yeah, it's going to be a little graphic. It's a little graphic.
Is it scandalous?
It is. It's a little scandalous. Okay, awesome. Here's what happened.
Who'd you see at the bookstore?
No,
the 24-hour
no, no.
Magazine.
It's not the bookstore. It's actually a butt dial. Somebody butt dialed me from another city.
What do you mean? Butt dial?
Yeah, explain butt dial.
It's in your pocket and it accidentally dials someone.
Okay.
And somebody dialed me.
Okay.
I'm not going to say names. Anyway, somebody dialed me and then I kept saying hello, 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 saying that, and then no one would answer. And I could tell that it was a butt dial because they're having a conversation in the background.
That's funny. I've never heard of butt dial before, but okay.
Okay.
Continue.
People use that, butt dial. You butt dialed me. People put their over here.
Okay.
Anyway, so when the guy called me, okay, what is this? And then I heard some smooching and rubbing and oh my god, what is this? And then there was moaning, lots of moaning, really, and this is for real, okay? And they were moaning and everything, and I was just okay, let me put on my earphones, because I was putting on my iPhone. It was just like this, oh my god, let me put my earphones.
Entertainment at work, folks. You'll do anything.
Actually,
for it.
I brought this equipment, this recording equipment at work, and I thought, oh my god, I should record this.
Have you figured out how to plug the iPhone into the recorder?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's.
You should have done it.
I should have done it, but it was in the other building. I was parked somewhere else, so I have to run and come back and just, is it still there? Just plug it in. But anyway, I was listening to it, and then, you know, you could tell that one of the guys is just really getting it on, and you hear him getting a blowjob and just really moaning, oh yeah, yeah, oh my god, I was like that. I was at work, so I didn't know how to react. I mean, I just I was covering my mouth because I was laughing a bit.
Did you get a boner?
Almost did. I almost did. And then there was a switch in after about 10 minutes. You could tell how long I've been listening. And then there was a switch in the morning. So,
somebody's mouth was full. Okay.
Yeah, somebody's mouth. And then the other guy was the one moaning, the one with the lower voice. Yeah. And then, oh, yeah, yeah. I was doing, oh my God. It was hot.
So somebody was getting plowed.
Well, not yet.
Oh.
And then that's when I hear some squeak, squeak, squeak in the bed already. And then, yeah, fuck me. He was saying that. Oh, my God. They're getting at it. I'm listening to it. It was bizarre. I mean, even though I had to put on the mute, I have to mute my phone so they won't hear me giggling.
You are such a voyeur.
No, that's
well,
not,
hey,
oh,
I,
my God.
You know, I look at it like this way. You call me and having sex on the phone, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
Did you call them after it was over?
Actually, well, wait, after that, you know, after the morning and everything, it got disconnected after 25 minutes. I've been listening for 25 minutes. And then, oh, my God, somebody butt dialed me. And then thought about it. Who is this? Okay, I dialed back. And the number you're trying to dial is not available at this time. So, okay, I guess I'm going to find out later. So that's what I did. I kept calling. And it's supposed to be somebody I know because he knows my number. So
they never answer the phone?
They never answer the phone. So I'm sure they're cleaning up or something or wiping up or taking a shower. But then it was just bizarre.
So you never, but you know who this was? You have a good idea.
Well, now I have
you
a good idea.
Well, now you know who it is, don't
probably
you?
Probably I'll say it offline. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you guys more offline.
Did you talk to them about this?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. But I'm not yet sure. So we shall see. I'll give you an update. Yeah. So that's my story. It's my voyeuristic story.
So anybody that listens to the show, if you've called Maynard on his personal phone and we're having sex today around what time?
It was 12:30. Central time.
If you're having a nooner, Central time, Maynard's got you.
Must be a Craigslist ad answer or something. So. Wow. Yes. Oh. There's gonna be someone who's online. Anyway. Anyway, it's gonna run. Can you hear us? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. We got to start it.
So what else? What are we gonna talk about? Oh yeah, we have topics. We have a topic.
So has that
actually
happened to anybody else? If y'all got butt dialed?
No.
Nothing as interesting.
Not like that.
But
I've
never
got. I got a butt dial on. You know.
Oh, okay.
I got a butt dial one time, and it was somebody that I just talked to, and we hung up, and I guess they laid the phone down or something. Anyway, it dialed me back, and they were arguing with their spouse, and it was pretty loud and pretty nasty, and I was like, ooh.
Did you listen in until the end?
What was for it? A little bit, and then they started talking about stuff, and I was like, you know, this is just too personal. It's not, you know. Sex is one thing, but somebody arguing with somebody and getting
was it because they were talking to you?
No, they weren't talking about me, but they were just arguing about personal, private matters, and I was like, okay, so I just hit delete, end.
Oh, running out of power. So, you guys talk.
So okay, anyway, so that was my butt dial story. But I know my old phone, I used to call people all the time. If you didn't lock. Back in the old days when you actually had keys on your phone, the little buttons you had to push before the iPhones come out and replaced all that. And you had to lock your keypad.
You actually push buttons.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually like the, center button and pound?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot what it was.
I have no choice but to move this. Yeah, keep talking.
So, anyway, Maynard's doing some rearranging here because he didn't plug the...
I didn't bring my extension cord.
And there was a whole bunch of them laying in here the other night because I cleaned some of them up.
Oh, that's good, right?
No, that's good.
Okay.
So, I can hide behind the pumpkin.
Don't hide behind the pumpkin.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I'm all semi-decorated for Halloween. I ain't pulled all the other crap out, and I don't think I am.
What are you guys doing for Halloween?
No, just a lot more to put away.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't want to deal with that this year. I got too much else.
So this is it.
You have to decorate for Christmas.
So, I know. So this is about all the decorating I'll probably do. We'll probably cut the pumpkin.
Oh, there you go.
Cut them up and stuff. I keep getting calls. Are y'all having the Halloween party? Y'all having the Halloween party? And I'm like, no. No Halloween party this year. So
why not?
For all everybody that comes to the Halloween party, there is not one this year, okay?
Okay.
So don't come.
But you're all set.
Don't show up
this.
At my house.
You have these.
On Saturday night, all drunk, wanting to party because it ain't going to happen this year.
Go to New Orleans. Halloween in New Orleans is good.
There we go. That's a thought.
That's a thought.
Are you going to be there with Mike?
Probably, yes. Actually, that's going to be the weekend of. Wait. On Halloween, but the Halloween weekend
Halloween
is 34th.
Friday.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
All the Halloween stuff would happen that Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, because what's happening in New Orleans is probably the week before. So
that sucks.
But that's when the Asians and Friends party is, the week before.
Oh, I'm going to miss it again? Damn. Okay. All
they
right.
Remove your Asians and Friends card.
What?
He's not Asian. Yeah, he's right. Going to turn him into Mexican.
What is it the other day? I forgot my camera. I lost my Asian card.
Yeah, so no longer Asian Mexican, just Mexican.
Mexican. Okay. So we have a topic here. All right. Really quick. We can do this. So regarding bear advertisements, whatever. Do you think there should be more chasers in the ads? I think that's what he meant. What would that make you more likely to go or buy? Okay. What? If it's a chaser event, or if it's an event.
A product.
So
you would buy a product.
So do you think it will have a negative effect on the rest of the bear population? Why would it have a negative effect? I don't think so. But anyway.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what it is. Because if it's a bear run, you have all those bears that only want to be with other bears.
Yeah, most of the time that's the case.
And they're thinking that if it's a bunch of chasers, there's no need for them to go. Of course, all the events I go to, there are not enough chasers, so they're scarce. And you have to compete. So
yeah,
because the bear events are very bear centric.
I know, and I think there should be chaser runs, and bears that like chasers should go to those. But nobody's come up with one yet. So
Wayne, if you see an ad, do you think there should be?
But there's not that much gay advertising, much less bear advertising.
I don't know. It's very conflicting because as a chaser, you want to see a bear.
That's true.
So you really wouldn't be want to see an ad that has a whole bunch of little twinks on it, because that's not what you're looking for.
If you're bearing the chasers, then most advertising is already oriented to you. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be an event. Well, if let's say in an event by itself, it's
I would like to see it mixed.
More mixed, chasers.
Because it would show that it's more welcoming to have chasers to come along.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You're saying?
But there is a fine line, because it might turn into a twink circuit party.
Oh, see? That's right.
True.
That's true. That could happen. But then there are a lot of bears who are into circuit parties. Too, right?
Most of the circuit parties, I don't tell you, there's always a big bear. They're all ignored off to their corner or something. But, you know, there are always a little contingent there.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Well, I guess there's a market for it then.
Yeah, that's right.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. Carl, what do you think?
I personally would like to see more chasers at, you know, bear events, just for a comfort level for me, just to know that, hey, there's people like me around, you know.
Oh, so they can give you those ugly looks and the competition. That happens.
Competition.
That's going to happen, but I mean, still, I'd still feel...
That's funny you say that, because at the Bear Beer Bus this past Sunday... one of the guys that went was he was a little bit apprehensive about going, because he was sure that there'd be other chasers like him at the beer bust. And then when we showed up, I think he felt a little bit more comfortable that there were others.
Is this Chris?
Could be.
Don't get started.
It's
as he starts naming names.
It's Poindexter.
Well, nobody here knows who Chris is.
And pointing people out.
Uh-huh.
Nobody here knows who Chris is.
The next time he comes up to the bar, he's like, "That's him.
That's him." That's right. Everybody talks about him. Yeah, there should be, well, I don't know. It's a mix too, yeah. Because I myself, whenever I go to a bear run, I always experience that I'm the only one most of the time. There's just a few.
Yeah, but you're kind of bearish anyhow.
Huh?
You're kind of bearish, cubbish anyhow.
Am I now? Oh, no.
You're becoming cubbish.
What do they call that, panda?
Panda.
I'm a panda now.
I know, even though there are no bears in the Philippines.
Yeah, there are none. There's some hairy. Wait, there are. Well, yeah, there are. Oh, my ex, my boyfriend for 2 months back then. God, 12 years ago maybe, I think. That's a long time ago.
He's chub.
Well, sort of got his cubbish. But he's very hairy, as in hairier than you, Wayne.
Hairy? Wait, Filipino?
Yes. Wait, hairy? Almost as hairy as you, Ray.
Isn't he? Wow. Yeah. He's got a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah. I think he has some Arab descent or something like that. But he grew up in the Philippines.
Oh,
and stuff
no
like
wonder
that,
so. He was your boyfriend. Oh, yeah. If there wasn't enough hair, it wouldn't happen.
So they don't have a belly, and they don't have hair from Nard to play with.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
so
yeah,
if you're a smooth bear, you better have a nice big belly for Maynard to rub. So
there are some smooth bears that are my type. Yeah, what do you call them? Manatees? No, I'm kidding.
It's so funny.
What I know?
Well, for all the
these labels are getting lost.
Okay. These labels, I know people don't like labels. There are some people, and it's just that it's just easier in the chat rooms, filtering the ones you like. Yeah. I think it all started in the chat rooms. You know, it just when you go online and you want to filter, see who's in the vicinity.
What is it, like a handkerchief code?
Yeah, similar to that. Only it's bear. There used to be a bear code. There's a bear code thing in the B++, F+, S-, something
yes.
like that.
Yeah, I know.
Remember
like a blood typing or something. Yes.
Yeah. And now they have this, the categories now, bear, otter.
But people put themselves in other categories where they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's the thing I would be afraid
for the longest time, I never considered myself a bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you like consider yourself?
Yeah, a twink that
a
gave away.
A twink.
Oh.
A twink trapped in a body.
So you're into circuit parties too, huh? Okay. I'm kidding now.
And techno music.
And techno music, that's right. Well, yeah, okay. So, did we answer that question, I guess?
Did we answer all those questions?
Okay, do you think it will have a negative effect on the rest of the bear population? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
But you know what? Marketing is what marketing is. It's going to sell to whatever it can do to make money. So if it means putting a bear in a Hooters outfit, to make money, they will do it. So it doesn't,
as long as it's the money.
And as they get more and more spot marketing, I mean, even if you look on logo on some of the stuff that's geared toward their gay commercials and geared toward gay market, it's still not that it's still not that very gay. It's just kind of hints at it.
Yeah, that means it, I guess, even having the gay and the straight culture is now probably merging in, that it's all becoming really equal. Yeah. No,
I mean, look at John Barrowman's song that
I love that song.
I did a search.
I mean, it's very
about it's what very, about me? What about us?
What about us? Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very gay and straight. I mean, he has both couples there, so
yeah. There's no lesbian.
He's marketing to both audiences.
Yeah, and then he has all his musical CDs too.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, and I still have his book upstairs that I hadn't read.
Mm-hmm. Singing excerpts.
Sorry, Aragon came out ahead of him.
I should thank you guys about that signed picture of John Barrowman.
I gotta get me a
frame.
Did
you like your shirt?
Which one?
Adobo.
Oh yeah. I love that. I had an Adobo shirt. I forgot. I should be wearing the other shirt. I should be wearing the one with the naked guy, hairy. You gave it to me.
Yeah. I got him the one with the big bear and
the big
pink,
bear. Yeah,
in the pink thong
from Comic Con.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the one they were selling at the.
I like your shirt.
So how do you wear a shirt like that?
I don't know. Anything that is.
You wear it to bear events. That's what you do.
You wear it to bear events, or you go to gay bars.
Yeah,
gay bars is okay.
And then you go to House of Guys afterward wearing that.
Probably not. Probably.
Well,
not.
After 2 o'clock, it's a gay bar anyhow. So
true.
Or usually actually after midnight anymore.
That place is.
So.
Yeah, it is. I like going to House of Gays. Oh, House of Pies.
House of Guys.
House of Guys. So.
Mm-hmm. And if any of you are ever here in Houston, what we're talking about is the House of Pies, which is a diner on Kirby that's right outside of Montrose. And it's notoriously for Friday, Saturday nights is where a bunch of gay folks go after the bars close or they've partied so much it's midnight, they got to go get something to eat. So.
And it's a time warp. You walk through the building, it's like 1975, threw up in the place.
Yeah. It's all brown.
Smoke mirrors.
Oh.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah. But the food's good. And they have great pie.
Yeah.
And I can always enjoy some good pie.
Coffee, so we're gonna get some pie.
Pie.
Do you have pie here right now?
We don't have any pie.
You didn't bring it to me.
Don't try the cake.
I ate the last two pieces of the cheesecake that you brought the other day, last night.
Ooh, oh, really? Cheesecake's good. That's bad for you.
I know.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's so good.
It's so good. It's so yummy. Yeah.
So when I go in diabetic seizure, it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm. So.
We'll visit you in the hospital.
Yeah.
Wait, it was your idea to get those cheesecake
is good.
Okay.
John,
I was thinking of pie.
It's one of the few things that John likes.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That was a good guess.
Oh, it's a good guess. Okay.
A good guess.
But the blueberry was pretty good. Yeah. Okay, so Halloween. What are you guys planning for Halloween again? Parties?
I don't know what I'm doing for Halloween yet.
What's going on in San Diego for Halloween?
They got the nightmare with that in Balboa Park. They turned that section of Balboa Park into this haunted trail and. That's kind of cool. But I don't like going to those things. I don't like getting scared.
I'd like to. Last Saturday would have gone to a haunted house thing. But, yeah.
They went. So a lot of the guys went.
What is it again? Dwayne Julio, and the others went. Julio, yeah, Dwayne and Mike.
Mike and Martin.
Mike and Martin.
Take Chad with them.
I don't know if they took Chad with them.
No, I don't think
but,
so.
He didn't talk about it, so I guess
but,
not.
But Dwayne was scared out of his
pants.
Oh,
yeah, I heard. Gosh.
he was screaming
like a girl.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do this year. Since we don't not having a party, we'll go to the.
It was a little pricey.
Yeah, they are pricey. I mean, it was like
$25.
$25 to get in. So it's usually $20 to $25.
That's why I didn't want to go. It was $25 to go through. Maybe 4 minutes.
That's too much.
Just walk really slow.
Yeah, and act scared. That's when you get scared, you get your money's worth. So act scared.
Yeah, if y'all ever in Orlando, go to Nightmare on Church Street because it's kind of it's expensive, but
nice name.
But you're walking through a 3-story building that's been turned into this super haunted house, and it is, they mess with you big time.
Do they grab you and take you in other rooms?
No, they don't touch you.
They
can't touch you. They're never supposed to touch you.
You should just scare you like.
But you'll be walking along and it's all dark and stuff, and you'll see all these. You know, they'll have like coffins and stuff lined up, and all of a sudden somebody was standing there, or that would look like, or look like one of the mannequins they had sitting there, they come out behind you and like walk up right and get on next to you and scare the shit out of you.
So you never be last. When you go into those things, never be
never
last.
Be the first one, never be the last one. Always be in the middle.
I would like to be the first.
I want
to
be in the middle.
If I'm gonna go in.
I'd be happy with Target.
I need two bodies.
Let me tell you this. My experience on Nightmare on Church Street.
The domo and the little ghost costume. That's super cute. Yes.
Okay.
The time I went to Nightmare on Church Street, it was with Patrick. We were in Orlando having a good time going to Walt Disney World and stuff. So we went over there to Nightmare on Church Street. We went in. There was a guy, hot teenage, probably college age guy, and three chicks. Guess who got to go first?
You did.
No, the guy that had something to prove to the two girls, because I wasn't about to go first, because I'm a big old wuss. And then Patrick was taking up the rear.
Oh.
So, and I was, and then somehow we got switched around, but it was, they had some pretty interesting things there. So, I mean, and it really, you know, you get in there and it's not that the stuff's scary, it's that what you're expecting to happen never really happens.
It just startles you.
So
yeah, they do.
I mean,
that.
And stuff you're not expecting. Like you're walking by and you're looking at all these things. I mean, they put you in these tight situations where you're walking by and you like have all these masks and mummies and stuff standing there, and one of them's real, and you don't.
I know what you mean.
And it's just like all of a sudden you're like, and they're like, boo, and you're like about pissing your pants.
Oh, I remember that there were these masks in a black background with the luminous faces. It was all moving. And one of them is really one person just waving around like that. And then it goes near you. And it was so scary. That's what I remember in the Philippines before when we had. Yeah, when the last time I've been to a haunted house like that.
Yeah. And don't forget, we also got the Renaissance Festival here in Texas starting up. That I think starts this weekend.
Starts
this weekend and goes through the weekend before Thanksgiving.
I want to go. They have good food. What is this?
Steak on a stick.
Chicken on a stick. Turkey leg. I'm not too fond of the turkey.
Turkey tenders.
Turkey tenders are okay. Wait.
Sausage in a fajita in a tortilla.
Sausage in a tortilla. Oh, that's right. They deserve that too.
They need to find more things like fried Twinkie or something.
Well, they do have those. If you're going around, they have fried Snickers and fried Twinkies or something.
Oh,
I totally
God.
Missed all that.
I've never tried it. Maybe if I eat that. That's bad for you. You can't eat that.
Well, no, I don't have it. No.
Okay.
But I do have sausage on a stick. I love to see some sausage on a stick.
We have a Texas Renaissance Festival around Thanksgiving every year. How about in San Diego? Do you have any, Carl?
A Renaissance Fair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have them, but I've never been to one. I've been to the Oktoberfest, though. Those are fun.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing some people twittering about it. About
Oktoberfest?
Lots of people.
I want to get a huge Stein. Lederhosen?
Or Lederhosen?
Yeah.
No, they did Lederhosen at Oktoberfest, not Kilts.
See, you have a lot of men.
Kilts is the next to the last weekend Highland Games at the Renaissance Festival. Everybody's running around in kilts out there, anyhow. Most
is that
weekends.
When we went last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, the Bears are doing the Barbarian Weekend. Because I say it's more naked guys walking around. So
Half naked, at least.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Barbarian.
But even if they wear
scantily clad
kilts, they don't go on natural.
Oh yes, they do.
They don't. What do they do?
Yes, they do.
Unless they have the issue I have and can't.
Oh, that's right.
That's too much chafing.
Yeah. Really?
you need to help them powder down there.
Yeah. But it'll be hot. I like to see that. But anyway, okay. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up. We're going to 34 minutes or so. Plans. I mean, I'll be in Maine. You guys going to be christening things. Christening things.
Birthday things.
Birthday things. Camping things.
We'll be camping and... fire.
Have you been to a gay campground?
No, this is my first time.
Oh my god.
Do people walk around naked?
Not this one. No.
Okay.
No.
Because it's GLBT.
But you get really butch bearish guys and really butch bearish
women.
Butch bearish women.
We're not joking. The last time we were there, we were a little afraid because there was a lesbian wedding happening next to us. And there were so many trucks.
So so many pickup trucks, so either that or vans. Or
yeah, compared to what we pulled up in, we were scared.
Yeah, we only have sedans and small cars.
Yes.
That was funny. Hey, we helped. We helped.
And we fed them.
Yeah, we fed them. We blew the bubbles.
We had plenty of paella and shrimp gumbo, and
there was so much mullet.
Shrimp bombo.
People in mullets, yeah.
There were mullets, mm-hmm. Hawaiian shirts, cargo shorts, and Birkenstocks.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And beer cans everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and lots of loud country music. Very loud country music. Yeah.
So do you think somebody's going to bring a weed this time?
You're not going, so there is no Wii.
Who knows? Maybe.
Darn it.
Yeah, we do that. We sometimes bring a Nintendo Wii and bring an HD TV.
So bring it. Yeah. Give it to somebody.
You don't even need that. You need a Wii and projector screen.
A projector screen. Oh, we can do that. Oh, there you go. Bring your projector screen.
Why? You're not going to be there with the Wii. I was going to do it, but you aren't going to be there with the Wii, so there's no point. Because I was going to ask Patrick for
Kabar. Wii in the woods.
Wii in the woods. So. Patrick should go.
I was looking forward to that, too.
But we have
playing Wii in the
well,
woods.
Well, I guess you'll have to rough it now.
I'm sure
you're gonna rough it now without.
You can play the board. That's what we did last time. We played board games in the rec center.
Yeah, and
they have a huge warehouse with tables and things like that.
Pool table, ping pong table. Before they used to have it.
I think you can find a way to play Wii in the woods.
Ooh,
Wii. I'll play with somebody's Wii.
That'd be nice. They can do that there.
Yeah.
If they you go trails. Farther to the right, yes,
they have trails. They have trails.
Anyway,
the
guys.
Picnic table in the middle of the woods with a can of Crisco. Figure it out, folks.
Oh,
it gets pretty dark in the woods.
And would it be a bit warmer? It'd be cooler now, right?
It's cooler now, actually.
It's supposed to be in the low 50s all weekend during the night. And
I'm going to miss all that weather? Well, I guess it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold in Maine, so.
Yes, ooh. You better make sure you take your parka.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Because it'll get below 40 up there.
Mm-hmm. Eating all that lobster.
Yeah. I'm excited about lobster. I can eat those 1.5-pound lobsters.
I know. Oh, that's going to be good.
We're going to take pictures.
It still costs a lot.
I know, but once in a while, how often do you go to Maine and eat real
Maine
lobster?
Didn't you get lobster in the Philippines?
No.
No?
I don't think
tilapia.
Every time I went to Vietnam, I got lobster.
Oh,
are you sure it was lobster?
Are you sure?
Dog?
Maybe
it wasn't Maine lobster. It was South Sea Australian lobster. It was that spiny lobster.
Must be a
the killer attack lobster. That's kind of
mutant crawfish.
Yeah. Mutant crawfish. It's the shrimp that's really, really big. That looks like a lobster.
That would be yummy, though. That's
those
all
prawns.
Those meat.
I miss some scrimps.
Yeah, scrimps. Okay, guys, let's wrap this up.
Wow. I'm sitting here falling asleep.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us. And let's go around here. And how can people contact Carl?
Me?
Yeah. Where do you chat? Where do you hang out? Any websites? Any?
Deleted your profile.
I did.
Any profile? Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. So where can Flickr MySpace? Or anything?
Oh, you could. But my Flickr page is It's Me Carl 123.
There you go. It's me, Carl. 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Or it's you, Carl. It's me, Carl. It's me, Carl. It's me, Carl. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Wayne, how about you, Wayne?
Oh, you can get me on Flickr as well. It's Way True. WayTru.
He's got hot pics. Yeah. Oh, I love
what
it.
What was the last one? With Clay and Chris.
I saw that.
With Clay and Chris.
There was a leg. And
oh. That was
in this room. You guys were having
that
dinner.
That was David.
That's David Trudeau.
That was David's
leg. Oh, yeah. That was David's leg. That was,
yes, his calves are bigger than my thigh, yes.
Yeah.
They're monstrous.
Mm-hmm. He's got 28
sides.
He's
a big boy, yes.
That's just the thigh.
And and then the other one was Clay and Chris, and everyone's like, and Chris was wearing that tank top. That's it. Tight end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, check it out. I love it when you send me pictures like that, or or some random picture from somewhere. look at this. Yeah, so that's what we always get every day.
That's why you need to carry your camera at all times.
Yep, that's right. Use your Asian
this
powers.
This would be hard to carry around all the time.
Though. Your SLR? Yeah. Yes. That's why you need the super slick and the spy camera.
Yeah,
and
the Canons are nice. The small ones.
And in the end, you always have your iPhone.
That's right. That's the backup camera.
It's so slow,
camera.
Though. You're like, you want to start up. You're like, come on, take a picture.
I know.
You can't just jump up and grab something spontaneously.
Right. Anyway, guys, let's go. Guys, if you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line.
206-222-2327.
That's 206-222-BEAR. Beer?
Bear.
Yeah, leave your voice comments. We'll play the show. We'd like to play some of your voicemails. We're supposed to have Jeff here, but it's just logistics. It's hard to connect another.
Which Jeff?
Jeff
Texas.
No, Jeffrey from Vermont. He's in
the
Seattle
other
right
Asian
now.
Chaser.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, shout out Jeff and Michael. They're in Seattle right now at Pike Market. They're hanging around.
Sweet.
At the Eagle in Seattle.
Yeah.
Or the Cuff. The Cuff.
The Cuff.
The Cuff.
There's so many right. Bears there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Carl starts drooling.
Oh, yeah. Marvin's table. There, too.
That's where Stephen Miller's at. He DJs there at the Eagle.
Oh, really? Yes. I forgot. Okay.
That's right.
Oh, I should tell them. Oh, I should tell Jeff about it. You might see Stephen Miller.
So that would have been an interesting butt call from that car that day.
What's that?
That would have been an interesting butt call from that car that day.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to talk about that right now.
Okay, guys. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone to see the iPhone version of the website. And, okay, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And this is The Chaser Show. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
231. That's your cue.
Bear podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode
231.
231.
Okay, do it again. Say it again.
Bear podcast for the.
We need to write it down.